B-Pod Studios.
WNKS, Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Kiss 95.1, the number one Kiss Music Station.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to what I thought for a little bit on my way in this morning was a Monday, but it's not.
No, it's Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah. It feels a little bit like a Monday.
Right? Yeah. Yeah, I know. And I usually listen to like an overnight sports talk show sometimes on the way in, and a different guy was on, and I was like, that's weird. This guy's usually on Monday night into Tuesday. Got it. All right, we got to give you our weekends in 30 seconds. A lot went on this weekend for Labor Day. We got to get an update from Loren on her sanctuary, that is her house. Yeah. All of her friends and family from Florida are hiding out there mm-hmm. in Valentine. Yep. But how about a Monday morning song to get us in the mood after a long three-day weekend? You think Katy Perry and Kanye can help us with that?
I think they'll do a good job.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Very good. Very good.
You know, it just got me thinking, when are we storming Area 51? That should be coming up soon.
Isn't that the 20th?
20th or 21st, something like that, yeah.
About 3 weeks away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's coming up quick.
I mean, that is the theme song.
To them, it should be,
right?
It should be.
Well, good morning, everybody. Hopefully you all had a safe and happy Labor Day weekend. I know the weather was great here.
Yeah.
I went up to a place called Jonesboro, Tennessee, closer actually to Telford, Tennessee, and that's where my mother-in-law and my father-in-law live. And so we took the kids and went up there for the weekend. We were supposed to go to like some guy built a dinosaur park in his backyard with, you know, real life dinosaurs looking, you know, like the tours that come through to the convention center and stuff. And he's got a whole bunch of them, and it's free to get in, and you can walk around. We had plans to do that, didn't do it. Instead, my mother-in-law had a project for me, which included reworking a rock wall.
Okay.
So that didn't happen on Saturday. Sunday, though, we had plans to go to the water park. There's a really cool water park up there with a kid zone, blah, blah, blah. That didn't end up happening. Old Mani ended up mowing the yard. Ten acres of grass.
You went on vacation to do work.
Yeah. All I did was yard work. And then I got a steak meal out of it, which was nice. But, no, it was nice. How about you, Loren?
Of course. Like, I have my whole family staying with me because of the hurricane that is moving up the coast of Florida. But Cash got a big boy bed this weekend, and I had a really hard time with it. Like, I cried from the second we started breaking down the crib to the moment, like, the bed arrived. Mm-hmm. So, I had a rough day on Saturday. But last night...
Yeah, no longer baby Cash.
I know. Yeah. I know.
So there's nothing to hold him in, huh?
Nope.
No more.
And he loves his big boy bed, man.
Oh, good.
I'm like, oh. So last night, me and my hurricane refugees were outside having a little bit of wine. And my one girlfriend from Palm Beach is like, what's that noise? And I'm like, it's a cicada. And she's like, what's a cicada? So we're sitting there having this whole conversation about this huge bug. And with that, one flies like into like the area that we're sitting, and it's flopping around on the floor, and it was like Murphy's Law of animal attacks. Like, I knew this thing was coming for her next, and it flipped over and flew right at her and onto her chest. It was like 9:30 at night. I'm pretty sure she woke up my entire neighborhood.
Oh wow, screaming!
Yeah,
that's funny.
Yes, welcome to the world of cicadas. I guess they don't have those down there, huh?
No,
in Florida,
not like. Not like we do here.
How about you, Roy? How was your weekend?
Well, as Dorian comes closer, I become sicker. So there's probably a correlation there.
I would think,
Yeah, of course. So Saturday, I have a friend, Taylor. He owns a gym called Functional Fit. And we went there to watch an artist paint a mural. And we had wine and we were drinking. And it was a great time. And then Sunday, Monday came, Labor Day came. And he says, hey... we're going to be up at your pool. We're going to be coming over, and we're going to be up at your pool. I was like, cool. I was like, I'm out shopping. We were out buying plants or something like that for Labor Day. And he says, hey, I'm 30 minutes out. At that point, we were at Target. And I'm like, hey, that's cool. And then when we were there, he said, hey, before I leave, I'm going to stop. I'm going to swing by. And I was like, yeah, come on by. And he was really helpful. Him and his girlfriend, Zan, they're good friends of ours. They helped us put together some furniture. And then when he left, I told Sterling, I'm like, I think we were supposed to, I think we invited them over. Like, I think we were supposed to have a pool day with them.
And you didn't remember?
And we didn't remember.
Were they in swimsuits when they showed up?
Like, they had bags. Like, they had, like, stuff like for, like, a pool day, coolers.
So they called you and said, hey, they were coming over to hang out at the pool. And you're like, oh, awesome.
Yeah.
We'll meet you there.
So no, not me. I just kind of thought they were just going to be there at the time.
Right.
But now I realize that what probably happened is that Saturday when we were watching the mural, we planned a whole pool day, and I forgot. I really think I forgot.
Did they make it to the pool at all?
Yeah, they made it to the pool. They got up there. They were doing their own thing. They swam. But then afterwards, I'm like, I think we were supposed to meet them.
So you didn't go up to the pool. They did.
No, they did.
Yeah. Did they say thanks for letting us use your pool on the way out?
Well, yeah.
Okay, then yes, you invited them. Or else they wouldn't have said that.
Do they know anybody
else in that building?
Yeah, okay. They have other friends there.
All right.
Well, yeah, but they came to your place. So they thought you were going to go to the pool with them.
I was very confused. I'm like, Sterling, we're awful friends. We invited someone over, and then we didn't even hang out with them.
All right, we got so much to get to today. New War of the Roses at 7:50. But up next, we got to tell you guys about this vanity license plate issue in New Hampshire. I'm going to read you the letters. You're going to chuckle. And we're going to tell you why the governor told the DMV to let this plate through. It's coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So we head up to New Hampshire, where the governor of New Hampshire has stepped in to help a woman keep a 15-year-old vanity license plate. So the DMV up there in New Hampshire asked Wendy Auger to give up her plate, which reads... You ready?
Mm-hmm.
P, B, the number 4, the word we, and the word go was her vanity plate.
Oh, P before we go.
Right.
That's funny.
The DMV didn't think it was that funny, Lorraine. They said that it is related to, potty. Kind of, you know.
It doesn't
excretion.
Like anything.
Yeah, doesn't like excretion jokes.
They don't like anything coming out of your body type of thing.
Yeah.
Oh, they need to get over that. That's pretty good because kids always have to go.
Clearly, they don't have any children.
P before we go, which I think is funny. That's right. And the governor, Chris Sununu, said on Wednesday that he strongly urged the DMV to allow the woman to keep the plate. We still don't know where that is, but where it stands, if they've agreed or not. I'm sure once the governor steps in, they would probably be okay with it.
Yeah. But, I remember when I heard about that on the news, she's had that plate for years.
Right. For
years.
15.
15 years. And you're like, what happened all of a sudden to where you care about my plate?
A DMV spokesperson said that the current standards and recall procedures have been in place since 2018. The state has been more restrictive in what it allows on vanity plates since a man has won the right to the license plate Cops Lie in a 2014 state Supreme Court case.
Huh.
Now, I get that there's good cops. I get that there's bad cops out there. But if I had a license plate, Cops Lie, and I was wondering why I was getting tickets all the time.
Yeah.
I think I'd change the plate.
It'd be pretty funny, though.
Anyway.
He probably gets pulled over just so, the police officers can radio in, hey, I'm pulling over Cops Lie.
Yeah, you pretty much just put a target on the car.
Charlie, Oscar. Yeah. Anyway, pee before you go. That's a good license plate. Lorraine, what do you got coming up in the dirty?
So Kevin Hart suffered a major accident over the weekend. I've got all the updates on his condition and the details from the actual car accident. It's coming up in less than two.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Here's 95.1.
So Kevin Hart is recovering from a pretty serious accident over the weekend. Now, apparently his car went into like a gully. and he was able to get out of the car miraculously and free himself, walk to a nearby house to call for help. Mm. Well, when the fire department ended up getting there, they did have to cut the roof off the car to get the driver out. Now, it was Kevin Hart's car, but he was not driving at the time. Both were taken to the hospital. Kevin Hart did undergo surgery, but his wife said that he's awake and he will be just fine.
Good.
Yeah. Good. Really scary moment there. Post Malone, he's got a new album coming out September 6th, and he seems to have enlisted a lot of big names to help him on the record. We're going to hear features by Future, Halsey, Meek Mill, Ozzy, Maney.
Ozzy Osbourne,
your favorite. And Travis Scott, just to name a few.
Post who?
Post Malone. Remember, you worked on his album. Billie Eilish, she had a moment on stage in Italy over the weekend. She had tweaked her ankle a little while back in July in a show in Los Angeles and then did something to it again on stage while she was in Italy. She left the stage, had it taped up, and returned. But when she came back, she basically said, like, I don't even really want to perform anymore, guys. Like, I don't want to put on a crappy show for you, so I'm just going to, like, stand here because it hurts.
Oh, really?
You know? Yeah.
Serena Williams turned her leg, turned her ankle really bad in a match over the weekend, but she says she's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Oh, man, when I saw it, I was like, ah.
Yeah. It's hard to watch those.
Mm-hmm.
Justin Bieber, he discovered that he has some famous relatives. He did the Ancestry.com and found out that he's related to both Avril Lavigne and Ryan Gosling.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so his, Ryan is his 11th cousin once removed, and Avril is his 12th cousin.
You know, I call crap on this. Let me explain why.
Okay.
He doesn't have to show the results to prove what he's saying is true. I mean, you know what?
Did he show the results?
What?
He showed the results?
No, I'm saying he doesn't have to show the results to say that it's true. I can say that I was related to some people, too, and just be like, you know.
Sure.
Jesus is my 10,000th cousin. Did you know that?
Three times removed, though.
Right.
Whatever that means.
All right. Well, he told the Instagram verse that that's what was going on, and that he said it's super legit because it was on Ancestry.com.
Super legit.
Hashtag ad.
He also offered to host Christmas dinner this year.
By the way, he did a really big post about, it was like a transparent post over Labor Day. Did you guys see that?
Yeah. About his anxiety struggling through
fame. He did drugs when he was 19.
Yeah.
And
I'm glad you brought that up, Roy, because I actually have it coming up in the 7:30.
I was about to say, he surprised me.
Light story first, heavy stuff at 7:30.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, we're going to find out who won our weekend's high school football picks coming up in less than 10 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
The truth is, we're doing a high school football pool every single week. We pick our high school football teams from not just Mecklenburg County, not just Union County, any county around the listening area. And the bottom two people at the end of the season who come in with the worst record, what happens to them, Roy? I forget.
They get, he says the man who's winning.
Mm-hmm.
They get handcuffed together for 24 hours.
I had to explain that to my wife yesterday in the car.
I haven't explained it to Sterling yet.
She goes, is there going to be breaks? I said, you know, corporate's going to have to write up some rules. I'm sure there'll be breaks.
Yeah. I don't think Roy, there needs to be breaks.
Roy, this is going to be really awkward, but Amanda and I do our Monday night furniture moving session. And
I'll give you pointers.
You will?
Yeah. But hang on. Hang on. No. I'll give your wife pointers. That's how you please a man.
Well, tell us, producer Nicole, how do we all do this weekend?
Well, 75% of us did really well. I'm in that 25% that did not do so well.
Are you the only one who lost?
I'm the only one who lost.
No.
So that makes your record. First of all, what school did you pick?
I chose Stuart Kramer.
And who did they lose to?
They just lost.
Mm-hmm.
But they lost 12-19. It was so close.
That's not a bad loss.
So now I'm 1-1.
Lorraine?
Yes.
Who'd you pick?
I took Mallard Creek.
And they won.
Yeah.
33-17. Which brings her record to 1-1 as well.
Wow.
Yeah, I had to take a sure thing this week. Yeah.
All right, Roy, what about you? Who'd you pick?
All right, I had Central Cabarrus going up against Sun Valley, and they won.
They won by a lot, 38-3.
Yeah.
One of our friends who
one
of our friends who listens to the show called in and said her son plays for that school, so they told you to pick.
Central Cabarrus?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You were very nervous about choosing them. So.
Yes, because I needed a win because I lost the week before, and Sun Valley sounded like a retirement community. And so I was like, oh, they'll destroy Sun Valley.
It's a good way of thinking.
Yeah.
All right. I took Freedom.
You took Freedom, and you got that 2-0 record. They won 60-14.
Look at you with the perfect record.
And the AD texted in and said that one of us should take Freedom. So
yeah,
I've done that. So you now I'm 2-0, and the rest of you are 1-1. But don't fear. There's a lot of games left.
Last week I picked Olympic High School, and I think they won this past week. So they were like, "You should have stayed with us." And I'm like, "Well, we were bouncing around."
Or
we're bouncing around.
Maybe Roy was the good luck charm. Roy didn't pick and got away from you, and Olympic then ended up winning.
Probably.
Our video intern, Trevor, has a cousin who plays quarterback for a team. I'm not going to tell you what high school, but
I'm picking. Already taking it this week. He told me I could.
Do you even know who it is?
No.
Yeah, I'm saying, yeah.
I thought you and I had a thing.
I'm kidding, Manny.
Oh. Well, I can't tell. You gave me those dagger eyes. Like. Anyway. What high school is it? Rocky River.
Okay.
Okay. So there's my early pick. Don't steal it.
But they're playing Mallard Creek.
Oh, yeah. Mallard, I'd go with Mallard Creek.
I would too. You know what? I'm going Mallard Creek.
You know what? Again. You stick with Rock River. You stick with it, man.
Thank God we don't have to pick till Friday morning. I might have to think that one through.
Get you backing out.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
All right, coming up next, here's what we're going to get into, you guys. I read a DM this morning that came into at the MRL show from, and this is really interesting, so we got to break this down and we got to get your thoughts on this. He got busted cheating. Her boyfriend got busted cheating. And her boyfriend threw out there, since they've been together for a long time, I don't want to end the relationship, so let's just do one for one. And he gave her the pass to go do one night of fun so that they're even on an even playing field.
Oof.
We need to know if anybody thinks this will work. Good idea, bad idea. We're going to discuss it and dissect it in 7 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Kiss 95.1, the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. All right. Quick opinions, quick feedback from you guys at 704-570-9595. Get your hand on the number on your phone to dial in and let us know. Maybe someone has some experience in this arena. I sure don't, but we got a DM from someone. She said, hey, I love listening to War of the Roses, which is why she reached out last Thursday. And she said, I busted my man cheating on me. And he told me that since we've been together for 3.5 years to not waste the relationship. So he said to get on an even playing field, I will give you one night out to go and get even with me. Like, basically, she gets a free hall pass for a night out. She's like, I know this sounds great, but I don't know if it's worth doing.
Yeah.
What are our thoughts?
I think it's a terrible idea.
You do?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
I don't think that's going to help anything. Like, you, I don't know. Like, A, I don't... If you cheated on me, like, why would I want that?
Well, and we have to... now I sound like I'm like a doctor here. But now, like, if you really break down cheating, he betrayed the trust. When you allow someone to go do that, that's not betraying the trust. You just gave them permission to cheat. That's not the same thing. That is not an eye for an eye.
Look at you.
Well, Roy's got his glasses on today.
I put glasses on him. I'm all smart.
Take them off and say the same thing.
Watch, hang on.
Take them off.
She should totally sleep with like 10 guys. And I'd make sure they're hot with abs and big ones.
Producer Nicole, you always have good opinions. What do you think about this? Would you be on board?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
I don't think it's healthy.
But do you understand where he's coming from? He's like, hey, listen, then we can start fresh from this. Like, you got one, I got one.
No, because, like, regardless of what he thinks or she thinks, like, it's going to get brought up again down the road.
Mm.
And, yeah, he's just looking for something to hold over her head later on, too. Like, if you think you can get through it and you want to go to a relationship therapist and really try to get past it, then that's one thing. But, like, just to be like, hey, you know, you can turn the other cheek and just do it yourself, too, and then we'll just call it what it is. Well, no, that's not what it is.
704-570-9595 if you want to weigh in on your opinion, because maybe you are in this position, maybe somebody offered you, hey, I cheated on you, so to keep this relationship on the same playing field, I'll give you one night out to go sow your oats, and then we'll just come back and we'll move on. My friend was on the other side of it. My friend was, we were out at a bar, and this woman came up, and she goes, hey, my husband's right over there, but don't freak out. He cheated on me, so he gave me the pass.
Yeah, that feels like a trick.
Would you be interested?
Why is he there?
This is at the Jersey Shore, by the way. Why was the husband there? Because the husband wanted to meet the guy.
What? Oh, my God.
That's like, not fair.
Therapy not for everyone.
Did my friend do it?
The bar.
Did my friend do it? Did he help even the relationship out? I'll let you guys know, and then we'll take a couple phone calls at 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, so conversation up on the table. Real quick, we're going to wrap it up. Is if you cheated on your partner and you offered to make the playing field even by saying, now you go, I'll give you a hall pass so that you can go and have one night of frolicking. Then this way we're both even. Then we get back and start the relationship again. Does that work? We're getting a lot of text messages coming through.
Yeah, 828 texted in and said, wait, she only gets one time for all his encounters. That's a no-win plan.
Yeah.
So, like, if he cheated on her with somebody for, you know, weeks or months or something like that, would she only gets to go
do it one night?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, from the DM, she said that she listens to War of the Roses, loves the show, and found out that her boyfriend cheated on her, but she didn't say how often.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to make it right, he said, hey, let's even the playing field out. My friend was solicited in New Jersey years ago when we were all out at this bar. This woman came up and said, hey, Mike, don't, this isn't weird. Don't think it's weird. My husband's over there. He wants to meet you, but he gave me the hall pass. Would you be interested in being my hall pass for the night? Same circumstances. Did he say yes or no?
Are you asking
I'm
us?
Asking you, Loren. What
he
do you think?
He said no.
No, he was 23. Of course he said yes.
It was a good time.
It was the weirdest thing, too. Her husband turned out to be the mascot for the New York Knicks or something. Very
are they
strange
still together?
Circumstances. My friend and her? No. They broke up. Okay. They broke up.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
As Hurricane Dorian slowly, and I mean slowly, makes her way to the Florida coast, when we left you guys on Friday, Loren was waiting and was wondering how many of her friends were going to end up coming up from Florida. A couple yeah. of family members had already come in. You were waiting on a couple more friends to come in on Friday when we left. First off, our thoughts and prayers are with the country of the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And Grand Bahama Island is just getting battered. At one point, the hurricane was doing 0 miles an hour, which means it was just stationary right on top of that island.
And Abaco, I mean, just took a beating as well before it hit Grand Bahama. So, you know, there's people that need rescued still. There's going to be people that need supplies. And, you know, a lot of people in Florida now that have all those supplies, I've been trying to talk to whoever I know down there and say, like, hey, don't return those supplies. Like, people are going to need them. You should just donate them afterwards.
Well, is it even raining in Florida? Is there even any hurricane activity in Florida?
They're getting squall bands. So, so my brother is right on the coast in Fort Lauderdale, and they've been getting like, they call them king tides. So they're like already really big, waves out there. And then you add this hurricane on top of it. And, they're getting gusts of winds up to like 40 miles an hour on the coast. So they're still feeling some effect, but it's definitely not what they thought they were going to
get. Because right now, your house is kind of like a refugee for all Floridians.
Yeah, well, not all Floridians, but like my...
Most.
Yeah, one of my best friends is here from Delray Beach, which is where it was supposed to come inland. And now it's, you know, kind of skirting the coast. But she was supposed to fly back today at 3 and had to... Her flight was, of course, canceled, and now she's rescheduled. I guess she was supposed to leave yesterday. Wait, what's today? Tuesday?
Today's Tuesday.
Tuesday. She was supposed to leave today, and now she's leaving on Thursday.
Yeah, because the storm was supposed to hit Florida, they thought, last night, but it's just going way slower than the forecasters predicted.
Yeah.
It literally looks like America, not in the mood. I'm going away.
Yeah, it's not supposed to make landfall in Florida now, but they are definitely going to get a lot of the effects of it. Right.
Yeah.
But they're not on the dirty side of the storm, quote unquote, so they're not going to get like the huge storm surges and that kind of thing.
Okay, so Florida might be spared a little bit. And I know that my neighbor's daughter goes to the College of Charleston, and I saw her yesterday, and I was like, hey, you're back already to do, like, laundry and get a good meal? She's like, nope, we're evacuated for a week.
Really?
So, I think what's going to end up happening is I'm going to get rid of my Florida...
The Florida crew?
The Florida crew, and then I'm going to get the South Carolina crew. Like, my sister-in-law lives in Charleston, and she just got a dog. I'm sure they're coming up next. Because I honestly think Charleston's probably going to get it worse than Florida.
Yeah. I mean, according to the current track, it looks like the coast of both North and South Carolina. In fact, North Carolina, because the way it juts out, might be the first American landfall for Dorian. So I know that I came down 26 from Asheville yesterday, Highway 26, and there's big signs that said Highway 26 traffic is reversed from Charleston.
Yeah, so people can get out.
Both
more traffic
sides
can get out. Right.
Are going northbound now. All right, so on Friday, also, you told us that you were not sure how everything was going to shake out. Your mom was coming with her two dogs. Mm-hmm. That means that her boyfriend's there as well. Your friend was coming. Your sister-in-law was coming. How is everything playing out? Is it better or worse than you thought it was going to be at the shelter?
It's definitely better.
Oh,
and my sister-in-law and her dog ended up not coming. So I had three less beings than I thought I was going to.
Good.
But they were not in Florida. They were in Georgia and were just coming out for the weekend. But she had a basement flood, so she had to stay home and take care of that.
Non-hurricane related.
Has the dogs hurt your house or ruined anything?
Not as of right now. However, my poor son, I mean, these dogs are going to need so much therapy when they leave my house. I mean, there is ear pulling and tail pulling, and I'm like, I don't know how he hasn't gotten nipped yet.
Yeah. Well, it's nice of you to open up your house to these hurricane refugees. The evacuees, I should call them.
Lauren's also pulling up a 24-hour helpline in case anyone else needs to stay.
Yeah, we got cots set up in the living room. It's fine. If you need to stay, come on. Yeah.
Ballantyne's a very, very nice city, so you can evacuate there. I like the fact that the only people that are dealing with damage are the people that were whose basement was flooded. That's non-hurricane related.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
That's pretty crazy. All right, what do you got coming up in the dirty, Lauren?
Justin Bieber, he's opening up about how fame was so hard for him. Wait until you hear the Instagram post he put up. I've got it for you coming up in 10 minutes in The Dirty.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's The Dirty on The 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
So Justin Bieber posted a very lengthy Instagram post about his struggles with fame. And the caption started out, I hope you find time to read this because it's from my heart. He says that there's an insane amount of pressure and responsibility put on a child whose brain and emotions and frontal lobes aren't developed quite yet, and admitting that it was really hard for him to go from a boy in a small town to being praised left and right all over the world.
Yeah, I mean, we all saw that. We all imagined how hard it is, you know? Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
But, of course, that rise to fame also came with, some more struggle for him. He said, I've made some bad decisions, and you would have thought he was the most loved person in the world, and then he became the most ridiculed, judged, and hated person in the world, too, when he was going through all this in his 20s. He said he was very heavily into drugs at 19, and he's just made some really bad decisions.
The worst thing for me, and I don't want to bring up, like, you know, we're not here to smear Biebs, but, like, a real low of lows is when he peed in that man's bucket. Remember that at the club?
That's the low?
I mean, that's awful. That guy's just trying.
Lows.
He's a, you know, a janitor trying to clean the floor, and then Bieber's going to go pee in the guy's bucket. Like, come on, dude.
Yeah.
really? I mean, that's an entitled move.
It all went downhill after he left the monkey in Germany. And if you don't know what I'm talking about, Google it.
That's
right. It's a real thing.
Yeah. Well, good. I hope he's on the right path.
Yes. Ariana Grande. By the way, Justin Bieber's not the only one dealing with this anxiety, but Ariana Grande had to cancel her meet and greets due to anxiety and depression. She put out an Instagram post that said, I've been giving you guys all I've got, and I'm just struggling, and I don't want to mask it anymore. Today was extra rough for me, and after a handful of panic attacks, I decided that it's the wisest thing to not only cancel my sound check party, but my meet and greets as well. This wasn't you know, it was supposed to be a one-time thing, like, hey, we're going to cancel, but she's ended up canceling all of her soundcheck party and meet and greets for the rest of her European tour as well. She's just exhausted at this point, so she's trying to save her energy to be on stage for people.
And it's hard to be performing, you know, for 200 people backstage, then go out every single night and perform for thousands.
And you're traveling the whole time, too. It's, I would imagine that, like, doing a residency somewhere is a little easier on you because you're staying in the same exact place.
Oh, yeah.
So, Sarah Jessica Parker, she's becoming another star to have, to become a winemaker, getting into the winemaking business, and she'll be launching a Sauvignon Blanc this month. Yeah.
Good for her.
You know I'm down. Speaking of winemakers, Brad Pitt, he has, Miraval. Have you guys ever tried it? It's the, it's a rosé. It's wonderful.
Okay.
but anyway, Brad Pitt was at Kanye West's Sunday service. He's added his name of the A-list celebrities that have been going. And this wasn't his first time. But even though he has not been caught on video there, fans did catch a photo of him.
Nice.
Yeah.
Maybe this Kanye thing is
catching
for real.
On. Yeah. Yeah. And lastly, Josh Duhamel and Fergie may stay married after all. So they filed for divorce earlier this year, but if they don't file the rest of the court documents by October 16th, they got to start all over again or stay married. So we'll have to wait and see. But that is your dirty for now.
All right, let's play Can't Beat the Rin. 704-570-9595. A call now. Take the Rin down. She has 49 wins.
Watch out.
Almost 50.
Yeah, don't make me nervous.
A silent assassin over here.
I just like to continuously be silent over here.
Okay. All right. 704-570-9595. Call now. Take her down.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorette.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Maddie, welcome to the Meaty Boy and Lorette Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, you're playing Can't Beat Lorette today.
I'm so excited. I love you guys.
We love you back. That's why we want you to throw Lorette out so we can try and throw you a victory.
Okay, Lorette, you got to get out.
I'm going.
Lorette is putting her headphones down. She's walking out of the studio.
Listen to that slam.
And she is gone.
Somebody sent us a...
I finally got through to you guys this morning.
Oh, we're so glad you called.
Are you by yourself in the car?
I am. I'm on my way to work.
I know that came across creepy, but you know, I'm wondering if there's kids in the car, Roy.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. You driving alone?
No kids.
Question number one, Maddie. Kanye West Sunday service had Angelina Jolie's ex-husband in the crowd this past Sunday. Who would that be?
Brad Pitt.
And Justin Bieber opened up about his struggles with fame and talked about how long it took him to get on the right path. True or false, the Biebs rose to fame by being part of a boy band.
False.
Question three. This comedian and movie star in movies like Jumanji was seriously injured in a car wreck this weekend.
Kevin Hart.
Katy Perry dropped a music video for her most recent song, and we're loving it, by the way. Which talent competition show is she a part of?
The Voice?
All right, question five. It's almost time for fall TV premieres, and we're super excited because the cast of Dancing with the Stars looks actually pretty good this year. Now, who is the host of that show?
Dancing with the Stars?
Yes. My aunt, my 79-year-old aunt, would be screaming right now. She knows him. 27 seasons he's hosted.
Yeah, I know what he looks like, but I have no idea what his name is.
I don't think Loren's going to know either. Dang, I wish you knew that one. All right, come on in, Loren.
Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Maddie got three correct.
Okay.
All right, Maddie, playing for everyone in Mount Holly. Let's see how Loren does. Kanye West Sunday service had Angelina Jolie's ex-husband in the crowd this past Sunday. Who would that be?
Brad Pitt.
1-1.
And Justin Bieber opened up about his struggles with fame and talked about how long it took him to get on the right path. True or false, Justin Bieber rose to fame because he was part of a boy band.
False.
That is correct. It's 2-2.
All right, question number three. This comedian and movie star in movies like Jumanji was seriously injured over the weekend in a car wreck.
Kevin Hart.
That is correct. 3-3.
Katy Perry. By the way, Loren mentioned in the dirty, if you missed it, maybe you're just tuning in, that Kevin Hart's wife says he's doing well and will be fully recovered. Katy Perry dropped a music video for her most recent song, and we're totally loving it, by the way. Which talent competition show is she a part of?
American Idol.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Maddie said The Voice. It's 4-3.
All right, Maddie, let's see how Loren does at question five. It's almost time for all the fall TV premieres, and we're super excited for the return of Dancing with the Stars. The cast looks actually really good, but tell us who the host of that show is. 27
Tim
seasons.
Bergeron. Is that right?
What was it?
Tim Bergeron?
So close.
What is it?
Tom
Bergeron.
Tom Bergeron. Final score, 4-3. Loren, you win.
All right, Maddie, I'm so sorry. It is not a win.
Okay. I'm so glad I finally got through. My name is Maddie from Mount Holly, and I can't beat Loren.
Thanks for playing, Maddie.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Still to come.
All right. We got to get to a brand new War of the Roses. Going on a date. Quickly, the guy, Bo, says, we got to go. He wants to quickly and leave the restaurant on one of their dates. And so now, Heather's wondering, is he cheating? Did he see maybe a girl, or is she the other girl? This whole thing is weird. Why would you abruptly leave a restaurant on a date? We're going to do a War of the Roses, see if we can get to the bottom of this in 5 minutes.
Femini, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Heather, you sent us a message saying that you think your boyfriend, Bo, is cheating on you.
Hey, Bo.
I think so.
What makes you think that?
About 3 months ago, I met him on this dating site, and we have been having a pretty great time, but I have been pretty weary because there has been this a couple of red flags, actually. I was going to say just one, but there are actually a couple of red flags.
Okay, so why stick around, and what are the red flags?
I stick around because I could be wrong, and I have been wrong before. But a pretty red flag is it has been 3 months, and I've never been to his place.
Mm. Yeah, that's a pretty big red flag.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, does he come up with excuses not to go there, or...?
Yeah, he says that it's really cramped, that he's embarrassed by the place. He's just so much more comfortable at my place.
After only dating for 3 months, have you defined the relationship? Like, are you officially, I hate to say, like, you know, we're all adults. Like, should we really have to have this conversation? Probably not. But I think it's important when you're unsure of the situation to define it.
Yeah. I mean, it's been pretty clear. We spend all of our time together. You know, no one's ever asked, like, am I your girlfriend? but I can easily assume at this point that it isn't.
Anything other than just not seeing the apartment, anything else sticking out?
Yeah. It was about a week ago. We actually went to this restaurant, and as soon as we got to the restaurant and sat down, we got up. And he just freaked out, basically, and he said, we got to go. We got to go now. I was like, what? We just sat down. And he's like, you got to trust me. We got to go. And that's never happened to me before ever. We get to his truck afterwards, and I asked him, what just happened? He said, I just had a bad vibe from that restaurant.
Yeah, that's so not a normal reaction to a bad vibe.
Yeah, I don't know. I got to be honest, Heather. The thing that comes to my mind is, like, he saw somebody who he didn't want you to be seen with him. That's what I think. So he got up and left.
An ex.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's find out. Roy's going to dial him up.
Okay. Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Bo, please.
Speaking.
Hi, Bo. My name is Sarah. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I'm calling today because I have your Instagram handle, name, and number here as the winner of our Instagram tag contest to get $100 in beautiful free red roses to send to the one that you love. We just ask that you, of course, tell someone about our services.
So I got flowers or what?
Well, you have $100 in free red roses to send to someone you love.
Okay, so this is not for me. This is for somebody else.
Yes, you'll send them to somebody. Do you have someone in mind you'd like to send them to?
What is this going to cost me, though?
It's just our monthly giveaway. We do it on Instagram once a month to try to get our name out there. We're a newer romantic gift company.
Okay.
All right, so who would you like to send them to?
I send to Caroline.
And I also have a card to go with Caroline's flowers. I'll get her address here from you in a second. What would you like to put on Caroline's card?
I'm not good at this. I don't know any.
Well, what's your relationship? Maybe I can help you with the card.
Outside of a country song, I don't know what to say about stuff. Just put I love you. Put my name on it.
Okay.
But I love you a lot, so you put my name on it. That's as good as I get.
Hi, Bo.
Bo, that's Heather, that other voice you just heard. Heather heard everything. She's listening. You're on Kiss 95.1's War of the Roses.
Yeah. How do you lie to my face? Who is she? Who is Caroline?
This is not cool. This is, first of all, this is not cool.
I know, cheating sucks.
You've been lying to me the whole time.
I'm not. I didn't lie. I'm just, there's stuff I haven't said, but I'm not lying.
Well, here's a great time to say it, if you haven't said it yet.
Who is she? Have you known her the whole time?
Technically, there's no she. Like, I used to be married. I'm separated now. And
that's kind of big news.
We're separated.
Okay.
Wow.
But that means you want to get back with her.
Because you said, I love you.
No. Yeah. No, not necessarily. I mean, there's still feelings there, but
when you went to the restaurant with Heather, was Caroline there, and is that why you ran out of the restaurant? I mean, at this point, you might as well just fess up.
She wasn't there. Like, a good friend of ours was there. Like, one of her best friends, and I didn't want her to see me out with somebody. So,
because you were afraid she would tell Caroline, and then you wouldn't be able to get back together?
It's just real complicated, and there's kids involved, so it's just not an easy thing to just cut off like that.
You have kids?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That makes everything messy.
Yeah.
Definitely shouldn't be on a dating site at this point, I never want to see you again. I don't want to talk to you. No. That's over.
WNKS Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
I wonder how often it happens where you are out somewhere and you spotted someone out in public with someone they shouldn't be with. So that's kind of what happened on War of the Roses. Have you guys ever been somewhere where you saw maybe your friend who's in a relationship out with like another woman and then, or another man, and then thought to yourself, this shouldn't be, there's something not right about this.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe you did something about it and contacted your friend and told them, hey, your man or your woman's out with someone else. Or maybe you just sat on it. 'Cause I don't know what I would do if I was in that position.
I'm so clueless. I would see, like, if I saw a friend with a different, female than his girlfriend, I'd be like, oh, I probably met this person 5 times and I don't remember them. Like, you know, I'd be like, I'm the idiot here. And I wouldn't say anything. I'd be completely clueless.
I mean, I guess you could think it's, like, if it was around lunchtime, you'd think maybe it's a coworker or somebody. Loren's rolling her eyes. Listen, don't trust anyone.
This is right on brand with what you would expect from me, but I would roll up on them and like try to figure out more of the situation. So I would like go say hi to the person to see if they were nervous or like danced around who it was and how the other person reacted. Like I would be trying to follow the facts.
Yeah.
You would. She'd be interrogating the poor soul.
No, I wouldn't. I wouldn't interrogate, but I would definitely roll up on the situation to see if I could figure it out.
And then would you contact your friend and tell your friend, like, hey.
Oh, if I thought something shady was going on? Yeah, probably.
No, either way.
No, I don't think I'd say anything if I didn't think anything shady was happening.
You wouldn't say anything? 704-570-9595. Did you roll up on someone or did you see somebody out with someone that they shouldn't have been out with? And I wonder how many times people would see your friend's partner out with someone else and then not tell your friend that because you don't want to get involved. You know what I mean?
But if it's your friend, aren't you on team? It depends on which team you are.
But wouldn't you be embarrassed if you called and you were like, hey, Loren, I saw such and such out, your man out with this girl, and they looked real close to each other, and then that person goes, that was his cousin.
Oh, they'll definitely come to his defense. That's why I want to roll up on the situation and see if I can get more information before I just call somebody out for being out with somebody who it may be nothing.
Yeah, but I think I would be appreciative. I don't think that's a reason to be embarrassed. Like if Loren saw my boyfriend Sterling out with another guy and Loren thought it was suspicious and she told me, But I knew, oh, well, he was actually supposed to be with a coworker.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, hey, thanks for keeping an eye out.
You would?
Yeah.
You wouldn't kind of be like, hey, mind your business?
No, I'd be like, I got eyes everywhere. This is good. Because mm-hmm. I'm clueless any other way.
I love when people, I get more direct messages of Dallas shopping at Costco than like anything. Like people always send me pictures of him out and I'm always like, I've got eyes everywhere.
The Renegades are out and about keeping an eye on you.
Right, Miranda and Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
Hey, y'all.
Hi.
Good morning.
Hi. So my husband works with a lot of women and they have to go out and about during the day for installations and things like that. And so one of my girlfriends DM'd me and said, I saw Joshua with another woman at lunch today at a restaurant, and I didn't know how to tell you, but I would feel awful if I didn't, and yada, yada, yada. So, of course, I text him, and I'm like, hey, another friend saw you out with a woman. Which one? And he said, oh, you know, and he said Lauren, which is one mm-hmm. of his employees. And he said, that's funny that you have eyes everywhere. I mean, he couldn't go to China and cheat on me. he's good.
That's funny, Miranda. And Miranda brings up a good point. This is maybe what I was trying to say before, too. I wouldn't know how to tell you. Like, I wouldn't want to break that news to you.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, if he was cheating, that's mm-hmm. that's tough news to break to someone.
That's what she was saying. Well, she had been cheated on by her husband.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I'm scorned. I know that, but I also have to watch out for my girl.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I actually appreciate it. I said, thank you so much, but I know where he is.
Yeah. That's funny. Give us his build, body type, all that stuff, so we can keep eyes on him too, Miranda.
Well, thank you so much, Miranda. Manny, you were sitting there saying how you wouldn't know how to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's talk with Anonymous in Taylorsville, because Anonymous, you had an easier way of telling them. You actually got proof.
Yeah, I actually followed them, and I video recorded them and sent it to our boyfriend.
Wow.
You took video on your phone, and he didn't know?
They didn't know. We were in the mall.
What were they doing? They
were holding hands. We were at Hickory Mall, and it was me and my boyfriend, and I had saw them, and I'm like, what the heck? And I was like, okay, they're not supposed to be together, and they're not supposed to be holding hands.
Yeah.
So we just kind of followed them. I recorded them, and I sent it to them on Facebook.
Wow. And
they're still together, by the way.
Really?
Well, that wasn't enough proof?
No, people are just idiots.
Are you guys friends still?
I don't know. I don't. If you're going to cheat on your boyfriend, what are you going to say about me behind my back? And then that's to my face. Like,
I ain't
doing that crap.
She was
Anonymous.
She was like, his hands were cold. It was my buddy. I was just trying to keep his hands.
We got a text message from 828 that says, I was the one who caught the person who was out on the date. I was seeing a guy, and I was eating at a restaurant with my family with the guy I had been out with several times, and he walked in with another girl. He freaked out, turned around, and left immediately.
Mm.
So... I mean, this...
Oh, so they've caught their boyfriend cheating in the act.
Yeah.
Wow, okay. Let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Hey, Anonymous.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, we're doing really well. Tell us what happened.
So, my friends... I was friends with both of the couple, and the guy started bringing around another girl into our group.
Oof.
So, I didn't know how to bring it up to the girl, so I ended up, like, just letting it go up until like they broke up, and then when she needed somebody to like cushion the blow of the breakup, I basically just told her that like he cheated on her.
Was she mad at you for holding that information and not telling her right away?
She was, but at the same time, she wouldn't have believed me because like it was one of those situations where she was too in love with him.
Yeah, until they're ready to hear it.
Yeah. See, there's all sorts. You would think it's so straightforward that if you see your friend's significant other out with someone else, that you would just bust it out and you know, throw the flag and, mm-hmm. and say something.
It's not
but
that easy.
A lot of times there's different elements
yeah.
to it, you know? So, all right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up for the dirty?
So, Kevin Hart, he was in a really bad car accident over the weekend. I've got all the updates, including his conditions, coming up in the dirty in less than 10.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
All right, Nona, Mrs. Charlotte, welcome to the Mania More in the Rim Morning Show.
Hi.
Hi, now, so we were talking about when did you run into someone who could be cheating in public. This didn't really take place in public. What'd you find?
So I was on Tinder, swiping through, and I had found my best friend's boyfriend, and they had been together for like 4 years. And so I, of course, had to tell her. Like, I was, at that point, I was freaking out. And we were all supposed to go out that night. And so I was like, you know what? I'll just put on a good face. I'll tell her in the morning. We'll work it out. And I just couldn't. Halfway through the night, I ended up breaking down crying. I brought her into the bathroom and I was like, I have to show you something. And I'd shown her the screenshot that I had taken of him on Tinder. And she just bursted out laughing. And she was like, we're swingers. Like, he does that so we can get other people.
In the third, man.
Wow. So that was shocking for you, huh?
Yes, but it was such a relief because they're so good together.
Oh, that's so funny. Are they still together?
Yeah, they're still together.
Are you involved now? No, I'm just kidding.
No. Okay.
Not your cup of tea.
No.
Thanks, Anonymous. Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome. Bye.
What an amazing story. All right, Lorraine's going to update us on the very latest breaking news. Kevin Hart, how is he feeling after that bad crash? We'll have that in 3 minutes.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorraine. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
Kevin Hart is recovering from a serious car accident over the weekend. Him and two other passengers were pulling out of his home in Los Angeles area. And apparently the car went off of kind of a cliff and into a gully.
They said 30 feet.
Yeah, they rolled 30 feet down. Kevin was able to get out of the car and go back to the house to call for help. Now, the other two passengers were cut out of the vehicle. Like, they had to take the top off, use the jaws of life. All three passengers went to the hospital. Kevin underwent surgery, but his wife says that he will be just fine and that he is awake.
Good, good. That's good news. It was his wife's trainer, and his wife's trainer's fiance was in the back, and she didn't suffer many injuries, but man.
Still really scary. Oh, my gosh, to roll down 30 feet.
They're lucky to be alive.
Yeah. Camila Cabello, she has fans so excited for new music, and we think we're going to get it as early as tomorrow, but she shared a spoken word video titled, What Do I Know About Love?
What do I know about love? Everything. It creeps into my chest, uninvited and untamable. I know love has no mercy on anyone, rich, poor, independent, codependent, confident, insecure. It'll bring you to your knees if you did it right.
Well, that's for Sean.
Okay, so that's what obviously, right? But Sean, on the other hand, opened up this weekend. Well, he didn't open up. He was asked this weekend in a Q&A in Connecticut, and a fan asked him, you said you'd never been in love before, but has that changed recently? And this is what he had to say.
Honestly, I want to talk to you guys about this stuff. It's just not just me in the relationship. You know, there's another person involved, and I can't say things that I feel. It's not just me deciding.
See, he doesn't want to speak about it because there's two people involved.
I know, but then Camila is like, I mean, making us all think that she's talking about Sean without saying the name. What's happening here?
Yeah, your mic's off.
I don't know how that happened.
Are you back?
I was talking during the show and nobody... I was wondering why nobody was talking back.
I thought the show had a really, really good flow there for the last 20 seconds.
anyway. Anyway, Lizzo was freaking out over the weekend because she was performing at Jay-Z's Made in America Festival, and she shared a picture on social media of a like side shot of the stage, and Beyonce was standing there watching her, and she captioned the shot, swipe to see, you know, to lose your mind, basically.
That's awesome.
And use all the words she used.
Good for her.
Yeah, she was really excited about that.
All right, so what...
We have a minute. Did you want to play a little Kanye Sunday service so we can all get into the mood?
Okay.
Sure. Brad Pitt was there this weekend.
Yeah.
And not his first Sunday service, by the way.
No, apparently Brad Pitt goes to them. See, I'm going to pitch that song to my church. I like that.
There you go.
That's pretty good. All right, what's hot? What's trending? What should everybody have? What does Loren like?
You know how I know I live in suburbia now? I'm like finding cleaning products that I absolutely am obsessed with. So when we were moving, and you move into a new house, you know, you got to like clean all your baseboards because they take a beating.
Deep clean.
Yeah, the deep clean. Well, somebody told me that you could do it with a fabric softener and then that would take off all the dust. That's a dang lie because mine were still a mess. So I found one baseboard buddy that you don't have to like get down on the floor. You can just stand up. You don't have to kill your back the whole time. Yeah. It's kind of like a sweeper for your
Jet.
Yeah.
Huh, that's cool.
So, how dirty was it?
It was pretty bad.
Yeah.
It was pretty bad.
Blame your hurricane refugees who are seeking shelter in your house for making it dirty.
Yeah. But you can find that information and more up at kiss951.com.
I went to the mountains this weekend, and I was driving down 26 yesterday, Highway 26, and something flew out of the back of this guy's pickup truck, and he didn't know it. So I tried to catch up to him to tell him, but at that, but by the time I caught up to him, it was like almost 2 miles, 3 miles back.
Oh, and then he has to go all the way back?
So my wife and I had a conversation. We made a decision. It was a pretty big thing that flew out. Can I share the story with you?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it in just about 5 minutes.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hopefully you guys had a cool and fun Labor Day weekend. We said it earlier this morning. Obviously, our thoughts and prayers are with everyone in the Bahamas after Hurricane Dorian. It's just battering the island. But Nassau, Loren, is a little south of where the hurricane is. So, like, the Atlantis Hotel, the very popular Atlantis Hotel, is just getting some minor damage.
Mm-hmm.
But we really, our thoughts are with the people who, I mean, the devastation just looks awful.
Yeah, Abaco and Grand Bahama, I mean, they just took a pounding.
Yeah, so I'm sure we'll have information up on our website how you can donate. We always say the Red Cross mm-hmm. is one way to go. Well, if there's any other local tie-ins, we'll let you know how we can help the people of the Bahamas. So I saw this guy. I was coming down 26, Highway 26 yesterday in South Carolina, and he was in a pickup truck, Roy, and all of a sudden this mattress comes flying out the back of his truck. He's in the, so it's two lanes. He's in the right lane. Luckily, the mattress, as it flies off, kind of stands up on itself and throws itself to, like, the right side of the highway. So it's off the highway.
Okay.
Past the shoulder into, like, the grass.
That's so dangerous.
Exactly. So there was a car in front of me and then him. So the car in front of me slowed way down, and then I had to slow down, too. But the mattress goes flying out, lands in the grass, and Amanda and I kind of look at each other, and we're like, does this person know? And they keep going. And does the person who's directly behind them get into the left-hand lane and tell him, like, hey...
Right.
Nope. That person gets in the left-hand lane and blows past them because they're afraid that more stuff's going to come flying out of the back of the car. There's a whole bed frame and everything.
Don't blame them.
So you know my wife, being the good Samaritan that she always is, she got a better heart than I do. I'm like, I want to roll down the window and be like, you idiot, you didn't tie it enough. She's like, no, you have to tell him. I'm like, but we're doing 68 miles an hour right here, almost 70 miles an hour. What am I going to do? I don't want to scare him.
Right. So what are you just pointing?
So it's about 2.5 miles from where the mattress is, and we pull up, and Amanda's like, we roll down the window, and you just hear like, you know, and then the guy gives us the thumbs up, like he knows, and he gives us the point where he's going to get off at the next exit.
Oh, okay.
You know, so he was like this. He was like, thank you, I'm getting off.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And I'm going to go get it, you know, so he has to drive all the way back around. The exit wasn't for like another 3 miles.
Oh. Yeah.
But it got us thinking, like Amanda and I were talking about it, and I wonder if maybe you guys saw something or maybe someone listening can share, like, what's the weird thing that you saw fly off the back of a car?
Let me tell you something. I had something very dangerous fly out of the back of a truck and pretty much total my car when I lived in South Florida.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
What happened?
It was a hand truck, like a dolly, And it was in the middle of the night. I was doing an appearance like out in a remote area, and it was like.
Is this back when you were a cheerleader?
Yes. So it was probably like 12 o'clock at night by the time I got done, and I'm driving back in the middle of the night, and the truck in front of me, he hit a bump, and it fell off, and I hit it doing like 60 miles an hour. Total, the whole, like, cracked my front axle, like, somebody had to come get me. I was, like, literally in the middle of the Everglades.
You're lucky.
Yeah.
You're lucky that didn't get your windshield, you know?
Or that I didn't roll my car over it.
Yeah. 704-570-9595. What did you see fly off the back of a vehicle? The other thing, too, that Amanda and I were talking about was, like, all the stuff on the side of the road. And do those people not realize that it fell out till they get to their location? Like, we saw a set, like, two chairs on the side of the road that had fallen out. They were broken. Mm-hmm. Two wooden chairs. And we're like, do they get there and they realize after they get to their house, like, oh, my God, where are the chairs?
Yeah.
Did we not load them? Oh, my God, we forgot them.
And then do you double back and try to find them?
Do you recover it?
704-570-9595 if you want to call the Manny Roy in the Rim Morning Show.
I was on 485. I had something. Something flew out of the back of my truck. I forget what it was. It wasn't a mattress. It was, I forget off the top of my head what it was, but I remember I called 911 because it was in the middle lane.
Oh.
And I said, hey, just FYI, this thing fell out. And they were like, what mile marker? I'm like, I don't know, 485 just past the mall.
Yeah.
You know? And so by the time
I went. There's mile markers on the 485?
I guess.
They're stupid.
So I double around and I come back around again. And by that time, it's already in the shoulder.
Okay, so someone hit it.
Yeah. I can't remember what the heck it was, but nobody was injured. But, you know, I thought I would do the good deed and call 911. So, all right, lots of people are on hold. Roy, let's get phone calls going.
704-570-9595. We'll take their phone calls coming up in less than five.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
So what did you see fly out of the back of a vehicle on the highway? Or maybe, you know what's even better? Like, we want to hear stories if you were moving something and then you got to your location and it wasn't there and you realized that it flew out. If you look on the highway, any highway, there's so much stuff on, like, the shoulder.
Yeah.
And along the concrete wall. I mean, I saw two chairs yesterday. I was like, did that person get all the way back home from moving and then realize, hey, where the heck are the chairs?
Yeah.
Probably.
I saw a mattress fly out of a guy's truck yesterday. And my wife and I were like, should we tell him? And then I'm like, yeah, we should. But I don't want the guy to think I'm also being like, you know, have road rage and I'm yelling at the guy. You know, Roy, like, hey.
Yeah.
You dropped your mattress.
Thank you. It is a nice truck.
No, the mattress.
Screw you.
I'm going as fast as I can. Yeah. If you want to go around me. Yeah. No, you dropped a mattress.
Yeah.
704-570-9595. What did you see fly out or what did you lose on the highway?
All right, let's talk with Alex in Belmont. Hey, Alex.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, bud. So you work with an insulation company. What happened?
I do, yeah. So actually the thing I saw fly out on the highway was out of my own truck. We had a pallet of attic insulation loaded into our truck, and they didn't strap it down right. And unfortunately, we hit a bump, and going on 485, about 80 miles per hour, we had a big old pack of insulation fly out. And we gave Charlotte a snow day in summer because once it hit the ground, it exploded. And, the whole highway. Luckily, there was nobody behind us directly. And pretty much it's just like, soft like cotton candy. So luckily nobody was behind me. And
but that part of 485 is very well insulated right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Alex. The best is when, like, you know, armor trucks, the back door opens and money flies out and people grab all the money. Or there's like, you know, it's like kind of funny, like a truck carrying cow manure flipped over and now it's going to be a smelly commute, right?
Yeah.
You know, crazy stuff that falls on the highway.
Let's talk with Krista in Monroe. Hey, Krista.
Hi.
Hi. So what did you witness?
I was in the opposite lane where an 18-wheeler hit the bottom portion of a stoplight, a traffic light, and the green light portion flew off and hit my car.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
How much damage?
It hit the side, driver's side door, so it's about $1,200 in damage.
So the light split in half?
That's what I'm wondering, because aren't the red, yellow, and green all in one kind of...
They are not. They are separate portions and just linked together with some screws and bolts.
Really?
And then the wiring goes up. Yes, I had no idea. I had to take pictures of it all.
Huh. The more you know.
Yeah. Wow. Are you mad at all green lights now?
Yeah.
The light's green. Yeah, I know! Thanks, Krista.
All right, let's talk with Sherry in Spartanburg. Hey, Sherry.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, what did you witness?
I was driving back from Charlotte and minding my own business on 85, and a truck transporting plate glass windows dropped one of the windows, and it shattered all over my car.
Ooh. Man, so what did that person know?
No, what happened is I had to kind of chase them down because I could still drive the car. I just had glass embedded in the in the hood and everything. Mm. And so I just had to go fast enough to take a picture of their car, and then I contacted the business.
Did they handle it?
They did, but it was definitely freaky because I had my kids in the back
seat.
Yeah.
No. Don't expect that to happen when you're driving. So, but it all turned out okay.
Thanks, Sherry. I was cutting through your beautiful town of Spartanburg yesterday on 85.
Oh, sweet. Yeah. Sweet.
Then finally, it looks like the construction is about to get done out there, y'all.
Really?
Yeah. Believe it or not, 85 had like different. The lanes are now paved.
Okay.
Not all the way through, but you know, it looks like there's an end that's near. A text messenger coming in. They dumped their corn on the cob out the driver's window by accident. Going like 75 on I-85.
Okay. Corn on the cob, man, that could be like a weapon at those speeds. That could really shatter your windshield. Yeah.
Someone texted in from 570 that said, we were hauling these big tires for armored military vehicles through Iraq when I was deployed with the Air Force. And one of these huge tires fell off the trailer, and we stopped the whole convoy and went to try and grab it. But within 5 minutes, some Iraqi guys had grabbed it and ran off with this giant, huge tire.
What are they going to do with that?
I don't know.
Huh.
But they got it.
Yeah.
Which I thought was crazy. All right. Yep. Keep your stories coming. You can text us 704-570-9595. Especially if you had something fly out the back of your car and then you didn't realize it till you got home. Like, where was it? And then you have to go back and retrace your steps. That's a pain. All right, Lorraine, what do you got coming up after 9?
So one woman is furious with her husband after... He committed their family to this event just days after she gave birth to their son. Like, my mouth is open on this one.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
So after you give birth, there's like a whole down period of time that you're supposed to have as a new mom, right? Like,
how many days? Weeks, months.
At least weeks. You know, when you come home from the hospital, like, you just want to bond with your child and be home and focus on your new family, right? Well, one woman is furious with her husband after his mother, so her mother-in-law, decided to have a last-minute pool party, and he committed the family to going to the event.
And the kid's 5 years old, 5 days old.
Not only that, but they had the baby was a preemie. So it's a 5 day old preemie. And the mother in law is insisting that the family goes. Huh. So, of course, this woman takes to Reddit and she's airing out her grievances. And she's like, I'm just going to go and stick it out because I'm never going to hear the end of it. And people were like, girl, you can't go. You got to put your foot down. And they talked her right out of it. So now. She didn't go. She stayed home with her new baby and said, me and my youngest son, we are staying home and catching up on TV.
Good.
And I'm not letting somebody else run my life.
Wow.
Good for her.
Yeah.
She is sure she's never going to hear the end of the fact that she didn't go. But, I mean, these people, I think, are so rude for even, A, having a last-minute pool party that you are insisting on a brand-new mom of 5 days goes to.
Mm-hmm.
And the husband is just as bad for being like, well, my mom really wants us to go. Well, you need to tell your mom and no and put her in her place.
No, but like the mom's probably like, well, back in my day, mm-hmm. we just, you
bring
know.
Bring the baby.
We yeah, popped you, out the baby.
You
have,
yeah, you popped out the baby at the work. And
on your lunch break.
Baby on your lunch break. You smoked a cigarette and went back to work.
And you put, you know, boots on the baby and the baby helped you in the backyard.
I know. Some moms are probably like, oh, it'll be the baby's first pool experience. You know, the pool's going to be closing soon, so you won't get another shot at the pool. Mom, the baby's 5 days old and premature.
Yeah. First of all, you shouldn't even have that baby around other people at that point. Like, their immune systems are not strong enough.
Let me run this up the so-called flagpole, Lorraine. Let's say you give birth to baby number two, and Emma comes into the world, your new baby Emma.
By the way, I'm not pregnant.
No.
And there's no Emma.
Yeah.
No. So feel free to steal that name. And then Dallas goes, the baby's 5 days old. You didn't know the baby was coming. Not premature. Yeah.
Okay.
So you didn't know the baby was coming, but the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing the Panthers, not in a preseason game, in a regular season game at the bank.
Okay.
Dallas has tickets. A pair of tickets.
He can go. Yeah.
Can he take you?
No, I'm not going. Not 5 days after having a baby. No. Mm. You take your best friend. You take my best friend. You take whoever you want. You go to the game by yourself. You sell the ticket. I don't care what you do with it, but I'm not leaving, and my baby's not either.
I like this game. Let's up it even a little more.
Okay.
What's them fancy shoes with the red bottoms?
Louboutins.
Okay. What if they're giving them away for free?
But you have to be there.
But you have to be there in person.
No.
5 days after birth, they're just throwing it out.
No.
You take whatever you want. As many red bottoms.
That, you know what, Roy? That is a good, carrot. But I'm still not going.
Baby over red bottoms.
Yeah.
Wow.
And my feet are probably still swollen at that point anyway, so I'm not going to fit in whatever red bottoms they have.
producer Nicole, what was yours?
A free trip to Italy.
No.
Ooh. Oh, can the baby fly at 5 days old?
Cannot.
See, Lorraine thinks she's Italian, even though she's only 40% Italian. And she loves going there. She knows the streets of Italy better than Charlotte.
I really do.
I hear she doesn't even need GPS over there.
But thanks to our Ancestry.com results, we found out that you don't have full Italian. Okay, let me ask you this. You said that Dallas is free to go. You know some wives out there would be like, you're not going to the game.
Oh, to a game. Dallas isn't going on a trip to Italy.
No, but Dallas could go to the Panthers game.
Yeah.
5 days after the baby's born.
Yeah, no problem.
What if you're still in the hospital?
Mm.
3 days after the baby's
born. By the way, Dallas somewhere is like, I'm saving the audio of this.
Yeah. Actually, we have a new friend that we just met, this couple, and they just had a baby. And the guy asked Dallas to golf like 1 week after having the baby. And I was like, oh, she's letting him golf? But apparently her mom was there to help, and, you know, she had all hands on deck. But I was like, man, that was generous.
Mm.
And she had a C-section.
We got a text message from someone that said, my husband goes to Las Vegas every single year for the football fantasy draft. This year happened to be 2 days after the baby was born. I let him go and told him never again.
Wow, that was a gift.
Yeah.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.